all heard it before. It's who you know. Now hear why it's so true. Welcome to Social Capital, a weekly podcast where we dive into social relationships and how the investment you put into them establishes trust, reciprocity, and value within your network and community. Your host, Lori Hybe, will connect with top professionals and dive into their best networking stories and techniques to share with you.
Hey everybody, Lori Hybe here. Welcome to the Social Capital Podcast. Our show notes are found at socialcapitalpodcast.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at LJ Hybe and on Facebook. Today's episode, I have two guests, Stacy Cott and Min Carpenter. A very important part of networking is knowing who you are and being consistent with your brand. My guests and I will be diving into the topic of personal branding. So let's meet our guest. Stacy is a business personality photographer and the owner of Stacy Cott Photography. Min Carpenter is the visual communications specialist at Keystone Click. And I'm going to let them talk a little bit about their background. So Stacy and Min, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Thank you. Thanks for having us today.
Very excited for this conversation.
Yes.
Min, why don't you share a little bit about your background for our listeners?
Oh, geez. Well, I started out at Keystone Click as an intern, and I've been here for almost 6 years now.
Cool.
Which is really awesome.
We love you.
Yes, I love being here. So, I actually went to school for web development and design. I had a really strong background in design from middle school and high school, and that's really what I wanted to do, and I wanted to get into the web development space a little bit. So that kind of gave me an understanding of what goes into a website and how they should be designed. So here I am.
Cool. And the personal branding component, why don't you share a little bit about where your expertise lies with that right
yeah,
now?
Yeah. So I really started learning about personal branding after I started working here at Keystone Click, discerning how important it is for everybody to have a personal brand developed. And yeah.
Cool. I know we've been studying this for a couple of years
mm-hmm.
now.
And yeah.
So, very excited for this conversation. Thanks, Min. Stacy, why don't you share a little bit about your background for our listeners?
Well, I've been a photographer for a long time and photographed children and weddings and all that fun stuff. And a couple years ago, I took a break and I got back in about 4 years ago. And when I came back, everything had changed. You know, now we have the internet and social media, mm-hmm. LinkedIn and all that. And I got on LinkedIn and I started looking at pictures of people's headshots and I was like, wow, these people totally need my help. Like I gotta change the face of LinkedIn here. So so I just really got into the whole idea of how important your headshot is as your first impression online. And it just became something I became very, very passionate about. And then I started reading about personal branding and that kind of led me to meet the two of you and start working on this personal branding project.
Yeah. So I guess a little background on why and how I don't want to say I'm an expert, but I know a lot about the topic. I was kind of just doing a self-discovery on my own personal branding and with all the different hats that I wear and what I'm passionate about and doing a lot of research on what personal branding is. And that's actually when I connected with Stacy, mm-hmm. who helped me with some of the visual representation of who I am online. If you visited LoriHybe.com or socialcapitalpodcast.com, all the photography done on that site was completed by Stacy because she's super awesome.
Thanks, Lori.
But the three of us together have decided, and Min designed the site, by the way.
Yeah. Stacy and I worked together.
Yes, yeah, we worked together on that.
So all three of us working together found that we have this common interest of personal branding and just really helping other professionals enhance their image, not only in the digital space, but just all around. So that's what we're going to talk about today. I'm going to start by asking both of you, and I'll chime in as well, what is personal branding and why is it important?
Do you want to start, Stacey?
Sure. Well, personal branding to me is a combination of a bunch of things. It's your visual presence. It's your social impressions, the things that you post on social media, how people view you and how they see you, and everything put together, your website, your colors, your messaging, and all that put together is really what makes up your personal brand. And it's really what do people think about you when they see all that stuff? Mm-hmm. So all those things add up.
Yeah. It is a combination of a lot of different things. And a lot of people, when they think of branding, they don't really think of personal branding right away. I think they think more of a business's brand, things like Coca-Cola and Google and things like that. But having a personal brand is super important in combination with a business's brand. Because if you don't have your own personal brand, people are going to create it for you.
Exactly.
And that's why it's so important to take charge of it.
Yeah, totally. Yeah,
make it what you want it to be.
Mm-hmm. Both of you totally have great definitions and reasons behind that. I believe very much in what you said, Min. If you're not taking control of your brand, other people will.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's totally not intended, it's just the perception that they have of you.
Yep.
So why not influence that perception a little bit, mm-hmm. right? And being a little bit more loud about what you stand for, right? And what you mean, and kind of positioning yourself where you want to be positioned. So very important, especially in digital. And I think that's why I found so much interest in this, is how much of an impact your personal brand has in the digital space. Good. Thank you so much for your input on those two topics, why it's important and what it is. I want to go back here a little bit, and I commented on this, that I've been working on my own personal brand, and I know that you two have been doing the same thing as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we've all been researching this a lot, studying different articles and other experts and thought leaders on this topic. I'd love to just kind of have some discussion around the top advice and tips that we've collectively aggregated based on our research. So, Min, you want to start?
Sure. So my number one tip is to know your why. Why are you doing what you do? There's a lot of people that are in the same position as you. They do the same thing for their job every day, but what makes you different? Why are you doing what you do? And that statement is going to influence so much of your personal brand. I think that really is the number one thing that you need to figure out when you're creating your own personal brand.
Yeah. Absolutely. Stacey, do you have any comments on that?
Well, I think really, to me, the first thing that you need to think about, I mean, there's a lot to think about, but one of the biggest things for me is, like, yes, knowing your why and knowing how you want to be visualized. How do you want people to see you? So when I think about your headshot is kind of like the first thing I think about visually, because it's the first thing most people see. So what do you want your viewer to feel when they see your picture? What do you want them to think about you? And how you present yourself in your picture can definitely say that for you, but you want to make sure that you're saying what you want it to say, not just a snapshot of whatever, because that doesn't have the same kind of feeling as something that you create, that, you know, so that you can express your personality in your picture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I think I totally understand what you're saying here.
I don't know if I said
and
that.
It very does well. Kind of tie back into knowing your why. I mean, you have to know what it is that you want to be projecting.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. And what do you want people to know
about
you?
That's kind of the number one thing that I identified as well, is to really know what your strengths are, but what you stand for, mm-hmm. which is basically what your why is. And I know we've all read or at least heard and watched the Simon Sinek mm-hmm. Commentary on Start With Why and his philosophy of the golden circle.
Yes.
I think that's really, really good starting point, and the message that he has about that is really strong.
Mm-hmm.
So good. Stacey, what other tips or advice around personal branding have you learned in your research and studying?
Well, I think that just making sure that everything you do is in keeping with what you want people to know about you. So when you're posting, when you're, you know, engaging online, The same as when you're in person. You want to make sure that the people are getting the real, you know, the stuff that you want people to know about you.
Mm-hmm.
So I always recommend avoiding, you know, controversial subjects. You know, if it's not going to do you any good in business, it doesn't make any sense for you to be posting that. Pick three things that you want people to know about you and keep it within those topics.
Yeah. So being consistent.
Yeah, being consistent.
In your actions and your message. That was definitely
consistency all the way around with that, for sure.
What's interesting is that you identified to not post controversial information, although that is somewhat of a strategy to create awareness.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
If you are being very targeted on who it is that you want to get in front of.
Right, so, and I think that is something that you definitely have to consider.
Yeah.
Who is your target market?
Yeah.
And you know, what are you trying to attract?
Yeah. Good. Really good one. Min?
Yeah. Actually, my second tip is to know who your audience is.
Oh, so, well, doesn't that work out nicely?
Yeah. So I think it's really important to spend some time researching, where they are online. If they're not on Facebook, it really doesn't make sense for you to be spending all of your time on Facebook. If they're not on Twitter, don't spend all your time on Twitter, mm-hmm. you know? And then just, figuring out what benefit you can provide them. Just knowing exactly you have this problem, I'm here to help you, and making sure that that message is coming across in everything that you're posting online. So
yeah, that really ties into one of the things that I found was to really put a lot of emphasis on being a resource mm-hmm. to your network,
right.
your audience. And sharing that knowledge and sharing that expertise just as what we're doing right now, mm-hmm. right? Share even your opinions and your beliefs and your insights on a certain topic, right? I think there's a lot of benefit in proving what you stand for by sharing that information.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And don't position it in a sales approach,
yes.
but position it in a way that is genuinely adding value to your audience.
Right. And I think that the one thing that people are afraid about is oftentimes sharing too much information. And the thing is if you don't share it, they're going to look for it. So if you share it, they're going to come to you for it. But if you don't share it, they're going to be looking for it elsewhere.
Yeah.
So the better the information that you share, you know, the more information, better value that you can share, the more people will keep coming back to you for that information.
Well, that goes back to what you spoke about earlier about being consistent, though.
Right.
So if you're only sharing something once every 6 months, you're not building that following and that brand around you, right? But
right.
if you're consistently
right.
sharing valuable information, your audience is going to know you're the resource for this type of information.
Right, right.
Nice.
Exactly. Like, don't stop blogging for 6 months or a year I did, because, you know, there was a big difference and I had followers and then
they disappear.
They disappear mm-hmm. because I wasn't continuing with it.
Yeah. It's hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy.
No.
Definitely not.
If it was easy, we wouldn't be having this conversation, right? That being said, one of the things that I find extremely important is to really take a close look and conduct an in-depth analysis of your social media and online presence. You really need to know how you are being projected before you can even start, shifting that model.
Right.
So are there things that need to be cleaned up about your social media presence, or is something published online that isn't really in alignment with what it is that you stand for? Then try to get that removed, obviously.
Right.
There's some tools out there that help you will find that. So Google Alerts is a free tool that you can just type in your name. And if your name is ever published online, Google's going to shoot you a quick email and say, hey, by the way, this article was written about you. You want to keep tabs on that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And something I always, always, always advocate, and I've really been pushing my students to do this, is to Google yourself. I'm just fascinated at how many people, I always ask my students, how many of you have Googled yourselves in last year? And there's maybe 1 out of 50 is raising their hands. And I'm like, are you kidding me? You're about to go into the job market and apply for jobs. What do you think these people are doing once you apply for a job?
Googling you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You need to know what shows up when mm-hmm. someone's looking up your name.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really important to make sure that the presence that not only you intend to project going forward has a mission and a purpose and your why, but what's out there historically is kind of in alignment with that too.
Mm-hmm. Right. So Lori, I know, I remember you mentioning, because your name is the same as your mother-in-law's.
Yeah.
That you worked on getting the Google to yep. show up with your name instead of hers, even though it's the same,
true.
So that you showed yep. up at the top. So what did you do to make that happen?
Well, I was writing tons of content. You know, I was doing guest blogging, getting interviewed on a handful of different podcasts, and then building up my own content on my website and Keystone Click's website, and really leveraging the social media channels as well. So I'm pretty sure if you Google the name Lori Hybe, my mother-in-law is on page like 6 or 7. Sorry. But yeah, I mean, it is what it is, right? The other thing, I try to really push this, and I'm not always super consistent about it, so I'm not practicing what I'm preaching. But I try to use my middle initial as much as possible because that's our differentiator mm-hmm. in our names.
Yeah.
So I'm Lori J. Hybe, and she is Lori K. Hybe. So oftentimes you'll see Lori J. Hybe show up, even if you're just searching for Lori Hybe, and then mm-hmm. you know for sure that that's me and not my mother-in-law.
Right.
Good question, Stacy.
Yeah, I have a friend that has a very common name, and when we went on to Google him, he also found someone with the same middle initial. And he was showing up when we put his business name in, but not when we put his name in.
Yeah.
So we're kind of working on making sure he has everything, you know, continuity with his name in different places, because he was using his first name, which is like Timothy, yeah. Tim. You know, he was using yeah. it different ways. Sometimes he had the middle initial, sometimes he didn't. So
yeah.
working on the consistency with how your name, you know, the way your name is
yeah,
out
that's,
there.
That's so important. And that's part of going back to auditing what's happening online. You know, if you can change your profiles and just be consistent in the naming,
yeah.
That's going to help a lot. So if even the middle initial, then maybe it's time to utilize your middle name
mm-hmm.
as part
right.
of your brand.
Right.
And I
exactly.
see that happening more and more yeah. nowadays, is you see the first, middle, and last name as the overall, you know, name of the individual
yes.
that's being marketed and promoted.
Yeah.
And it's because they need to stand out from people that have the same name with them.
Right, right. They're in competition with that when they get Googled.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good. Let's see. Min, what else did you have as far as a tip or tool that you found?
My third tip is to just do your research. I know we've talked a lot about doing research already, researching yourself mm-hmm. online. But there's so many things that go into a personal brand, like colors and fonts, that you really need to do your research as to like what they mean. There's meanings behind colors. So like the Keystone Click brand is green. It's fresh. It's new. It's growth.
Mm-hmm.
It symbolizes all those things. Stacy, your color is yellow, and it's bright and sunny and happy. And that's how you want people to feel when they're in front of your camera,
right.
you know? So it's just really important to do that research and understand the meaning behind everything that's going into your brand, because if something just doesn't match, it's going to be obvious.
Yeah. Yeah. And to the other note, if it does match and people just start to automatically connect mm-hmm. that this visual image represents you, then you've succeeded.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's your goal.
I found something interesting just the other day. When I had my new headshot taken, I made sure that I went to every single place that my picture was, and I changed my headshot. But every once in a while, I email myself some information, and when my email came up, it was my old picture, and I couldn't figure out why Google was showing my old picture, because all my Google accounts had my name on, you know, my picture on mm-hmm. them, my new picture. So I had to go online and figure out, like, why is this happening? So I had to go into my telephone, into my profile or into my contact and change my picture there before Google would pick up on that.
Oh, wow.
That's strange.
That's a really good
piece. Which I thought was weird, because if I wouldn't have emailed myself, I wouldn't have known that is what everyone else sees when they're emailing me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So no, it wasn't consistent. So I just happened to stumble across that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, consistency
really
with your image is very important, because you become recognizable.
Yeah.
And, you know, your face, your name, and then your colors and everything else, it does go together, and it is recognizable the more they see it all together.
Yeah. It reminds me of a funny story. When I was buying my wedding dress, the company, they send you an email and it pulls your picture off of Google. And it was a super old picture of me from like high school. And they were like, is this the right person? Like they were trying to figure it out. And I'm like, I'm right here. Like, yeah, that's me. That's really old. But yeah, that's kind of funny. I wonder if that's because my picture, my contacts was at one point. A long time ago.
I noticed this about a lot of people. I think even a lot of my clients, I'm like, well, why didn't they change their picture?
Uh-huh.
And now that I know why, I guess I'm going to tell everyone to do that.
Good tip.
Maybe you need like a checklist. Now you have new pictures.
I do have a checklist
for clients. Double check all these things.
Yep. I have a checklist for clients, but I'm adding that onto it because it's something that I didn't realize existed.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really good. Any chance we can share that checklist with our listeners here? Just when you get new headshots done or your professional, business headshot, this is just good tips, good advice.
Yeah. You know? Oh, yeah. So totally.
We'll include that in the show notes for sure.
Yeah.
All right. So any other kind of major takeaways from the research you've conducted around this awesome topic of personal branding?
My most important thing is you need to remind yourself constantly that you are the expert at what you do.
Yes.
And you need to be sharing your knowledge. So just be confident with everything that you're posting because people are coming to you because they need your guidance. So be the expert.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
And I think when it comes to being the expert and to remind yourself is something that we think about doing and we don't often do is a little bit of writing every day, because oftentimes there are thoughts that come to my mind that like very good ideas that I could share with clients that I forget to write down. And so, like you could do mini posts with just your thoughts and ideas on ways that you can help people, like, add to it, do them like daily and then add a tip list.
Yeah.
That's a great way to get going on your brand as well.
Yeah, that's great. I use an app called Wordsmith, Wordsmith. And it's just kind of a little spot to keep all of those like blog posts, ideas as they come, because they always come at the weirdest times. Yeah.
They do.
And then when you have time to work on it, you're like, what am I going to write about? Yeah. So I like having that to just kind of dive in and fill it out. The last kind of biggest takeaway, and it's totally obvious, I'd say, but it is what the premise of the show is to build your network. I mean, the reason you have a personal brand or that you're investing time and energy and money in your personal brand is likely because you're trying to create exposure and expand your audience, right? So leverage that, focus on building your network, get that momentum going and start getting in front of the people that you want to attract and conveying that message and expertise of what your offering is.
Yay.
Good. All right. So that was definitely some good discussion and advice. I mean, lots of really good pieces of advice that we shared there. I did want to share for our listeners that Stacy, Min, and I have been working on this very cool project. We created a free video series to help all of our listeners, audience, guests improve their personal brand. And all you have to do is go to the show notes for this episode, and there's a link, and you just simply put in your email address, and you'll get a short, 60 to 90 second video once a week in your inbox with powerful, actionable, easy to do, easy to execute tips on helping to grow and expand your personal brand. Again, that information is in the show notes. This was a great conversation today. Thanks so much, Min and Stacy, for taking time to being on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Lori. It was fun.
All right, this wraps up our episode of Social Capital. A huge thank you to Min and Stacy for taking the time to connect with us. Join us next week for another great episode as we continue the conversation on networking, building your community, and relationships. A thank you to our listeners, and you know what? I want to hear from you. Let us know what you think of the episode. Send me an email to Lori@socialcapitalpodcast.com, and we'll see you next time.
That's all for this episode of the Social Capital Podcast. Be sure to visit socialcapitalpodcast.com for show notes, more episodes, and to check out our free ebooks on business and networking.